Hi everyone, I hope this podcast will help you to introduce you to our next unit. TAA DEL 501B, Facilitate E-Learning, is a unit from the Diploma of TAA and can be used as an elective for Certificate 4. YNH Services feels very strongly that e-learning skills are vital for trainers now and in the future, which is why we've included this unit in our Certificate 4 in Training and Assessment course. I believe you're very fortunate to have the opportunity to study this unit and that you will have an advantage over trainers who have not had this opportunity. I understand how daunting this will all seem to some of the less technologically minded of you, but I hope to be able to share my passion of e-learning with you and so make it a worthwhile and enjoyable experience for you all. For this unit, we're going to be using a toolbox. A toolbox is an online learning resource which brings all the resources and materials together into one place. This toolbox is the home of a simulated registered training organisation called Optimal Learning Solutions. I have uploaded your assessment for this unit to the new page of the wiki entitled Facilitate E-Learning. You'll be working step by step through a project which will help you to decide what you are going to deliver and why you are going to deliver it via e-learning. Introduce e-learning to your students, guide and facilitate your students through your program, and finally, you'll monitor and review your program. You will need to set up a page on the wiki to use as your learning management system. You can use pages you have already set up. If you want to rename them, you'll have to contact me though, as I will have to do that for you. You will upload your learning objects to this page and start your discussions from this page. Remember, each page has its own discussion tab. My advice to you is to read through the assessment very carefully and then go to the Toolbox Project Planner through the link in the assessment document and start working your way through. I hope that I've made the instructions quite clear, but if you have any questions, please start a discussion by clicking the discussion tab at the top of the Facilitate e-learning page and either I or your fellow students will be able to help you. By using the discussions rather than email, we can share our information and hopefully help each other. As you will need some students to deliver to, I will be dividing the class into two groups and you will all be required to be students for the other members of your group. I will send a message letting you know your groups. You can contact your group via the wiki. Check out the tips and tricks page to make sure you have your notifications set correctly and that you know how to see the latest changes on the wiki. I will see you all next Monday night in Illuminate. By then, you should have completed step one of your project and be able to report your progress to the group. And for a bit of inspiration, view the video on the page entitled Be Brave. Good luck!